You are tuned in to Kids in the Pit.
It's Gabe from Kids in the Pit podcast. Today I'm joined by Brian Fair from Shadows Fall. Thanks so much for joining me. Can I ask you some stuff about your life and music?
Indeed you can. It's good to be here, man. Nice to see you.
Yep. So what do you do in Shadows Fall?
Singer for Shadows Fall. Been singing in hardcore and metal bands since I was probably about 15 years old or so. And been in Shadows Fall for, man, since like 1999. So going on like 24 years, give or take. We took a little break, but now we're back at it again. So,
Do you play guitar too?
Because I play a little, yeah, totally. I play guitar, but I play guitar like a singer, you know? So I've always played guitar. I play a little bit of drums, you know, I like to mess around with everything at just enough to make some noise at practice, you know, like drive those guys crazy and mess with their instruments.
Yeah. So my friend Trevor wants to know why Overcast is the best heavy band to come from Massachusetts.
Yeah, it was because we were from Massachusetts, and back then we were always so angry about the Red Sox and the Patriots being terrible until they got good. So, no, but it's funny, man. We came up with all the Unearthed guys and Trevor and them, and Overcast was we were one of the earlier bands that kind of mixed like Slayer-ish metal with hardcore. So, which at the time people weren't that psyched about. You know, now it's super normal. But so yeah, I don't know. There must be something in the water in Massachusetts with all the bands from there. So who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, I love Trevor and like all the other guys on Earth. They're really cool. Oh,
they're the best. Buzz might be the funniest human being on Earth. Yep. That dude is hilarious.
Humor is very odd, though.
Odd is a good way to describe it. It's a very nice way to describe it. Psychotic might be a more accurate, though.
Yes. Not me, it's not a bad thing, but.
Yeah. Yep. Corrupting youth. Yep.
So what year did Shadows Fall start, and how old were you?
You know, Shadows Fall started in 96, but I joined in about 98, 99. So I was in my late 20s. I'd been in a band called Overcast, as you mentioned before, for about eight years before that. So I joined Shadows Fall, and man, we hit the road right away and started recording in that. Yeah, so I think 99 was our first show with me on vocals. But yeah, so it's been a long time.
Nice. So for those not familiar with Shadows Fall, what songs do you guys suggest they look up? And do you have a favorite Shadows Fall song?
You know, probably the one that sums us up the best is probably The Light That Blinds. It was also in Guitar Hero 2, which is a video game from probably before you were even born.
I know about Guitar Hero. Wow. So
yeah.
I might have Guitar Hero 2. I know I have a ton of them on, and I have a few of them on PS2.
Nice.
And one has a No Effects song.
Yeah. So we were on that, and that song, it kind of just sums up a lot of what we do. It starts with like an acoustic, you know, kind of softer intro, and then it goes right into like shredding, and then there's a big mosh part in the middle. So if anyone was wondering what we sounded like, that would give you like a little bit of everything in one song. And I don't know if it's my favorite song. I think my favorite might be Failure the Devout. Oh, there you go. See, Guitar Hero 2. That was the one. So if you could do The Light That Blinds on expert, you were amazing at that game, because man, we tried to play it like on MTV2 once. They had us try and we were terrible at it.
the light that blinds, it's not on like, it's
yeah,
just
it was
55, but it's not like on the box.
Yeah, it was a bonus track you had to kind of unlock. But yeah, cool. it was a tough one, but yeah, so that was cool. That got us in front of a lot of people who may not have heard of us if it wasn't for that video game. So it was definitely a cool thing.
Yep. I'll try to unlock it and I'll put it at the end of the podcast.
Awesome.
Yep. So your dreadlocks are awesome. How long have you had them?
Man, the last haircut was 1993. I got my senior picture taken from my parents for school, and that was the last haircut. So, and it's been going since. And see, I don't know if you can see them, although they go all the way down to the ground.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. I save a lot of money on haircuts, though, you know? So,
yep. So do you ever like window with them on stage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I need a high ceiling these days because it takes a lot of room for the windmill to hit. And the guys in the band, they know to stay in about 5.5 feet away, or else they're getting hit right in the face with them. So
yeah.
Photographers in the front row get it all the time. Like, there's no escape. If you're in the front row at a Shadows Fall show, you're getting hit with some hair.
You and Shadows Fall and Cannibal Corpse needs to go on like on tour. So yeah. George Fisher, Corpse Grinder, he's known for like having the best windmill.
Yeah, you know, he put up a video saying he was the king of windmills, and I set up a video challenging him. But he, you know, so far he hasn't accepted my challenge. But it's the offer still stands.
Yep,
so he's too busy. He's too busy winning stuffed animals out of those claw games. You know. So.
Yeah. So, what was the first punk, hardcore, or metal show you attended, and how old were you?
You know, the first metal shows, I was real young. I went and saw like a bunch of like kind of arena rock bands when I was younger. But my first kind of heavier band, you know, I saw Metallica on the Injustice for All tour when I was probably like 12 or 13. And then I started going to hardcore shows in Boston when I was probably about 14. The first big hardcore show I went to was at the Channel in Boston. And it was this band Leeway from New York, Breakdown from New York.
I know Leeway.
Yeah, oh, Leeway rules, man. So, yeah.
That was my first interview.
Oh, really? No way. So, yeah, Eddie was a big influence on me as a vocalist. Just great singer, great stage presence. So, yeah, that was my initiation into Boston hardcore. So,
yeah. My mom toured with them selling merch in 2005.
Nice.
That was her first European tour.
Awesome. Yeah, Leeway is a crazy good band. I'm glad they're finally getting kind of some of the respect they always deserved. Because, you know, for a while, people just didn't talk about them as much, man, but they were a huge influence, especially on all the like metalcore stuff. So,
yeah. Whenever we talk to Eddie next, we'll tell him about that.
Nice. Yeah. We covered Mark of the Squealer for one of our records. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. So,
I know that. I'll make sure to listen to it.
Cool.
Yep. So, do you have kids? If so, how old are they? Did they like this kind of style of music?
Yeah, I got two kids. They are 7 and 10. My son Judah is 7. He's a total metalhead. He listens to a lot of like kind of old school metal, like Accept and Manowar and stuff like that. He's written a few hardcore songs. His first song was called Hit Me With a Brick, and it was a pretty stompy, moshy one. So, and my daughter, Arabella, she's into some metal, but she's more into, you know, just some pop music and some different stuff. They've seen Shadows Fall a couple times. And had fun. Didn't get in the pit, but they were there rocking out. So,
does Judah like? Does he play any instruments? Because he wrote them.
No, he was more just singing, and I was kind of playing riffs and stuff. So yeah, but yep. So it's good times. But they have a drum kit, and actually, Arabella's been playing a little bit of ukulele. So then I just got to switch her over to the guitar now. So,
yeah. Who played the drums?
Both of them a little bit. Yeah, I got like a mini kit for them and it's set up next to mine. Although they always just want to use my kit. You know, they don't want to use the little one anymore. Yeah. A lot of noise in this house.
Yep. So what are some of your favorite bands to see live?
These days, I would it's always good to see Hatebreed. I've been seeing them since I, you know, played some of their first ever shows and always bring it. Just saw Lamb of God recently and reminded me of just how amazing live they are. Back in the day, I loved all the kind of like youth crew hardcore bands, you know, going to see bands like, you know, Gorilla Biscuits or Youth of Today and things like that. Just so much energy. But these days, man, there's so many killer bands, whether it's, you know, Lamb of God, Mastodon, Hatebreed, Darkest Hour, Unearthed is always fun. So yeah, so many killer bands out there.
Speaking of Hatebreed, we're going to see them on their upcoming tour with Vane.fm and Terror.
Nice. We're going to be playing with them at the New England Metal Fest in about 2 weeks. And actually, Terror and Vane are on that one as well. And Lamb of God's headlining. So it'll be cool. It'll be our first show in a little while. So we're getting to join a bunch of our friends, which will be a blast. So psyched for that.
My friend Dom, he's actually going to go to the New England Metal Fest. So
Nice. Well, hopefully I'll run into him out there. So
yeah,
that's going to be a fun show. That's going to be a good one.
Yep. So what is your favorite place you've toured in?
You know, outside of the U.S., I would say Australia and Japan. Australia, just such a cool country. You know, we got to really explore the few times we were there. I had a bunch of days off to go, you know, check out some cities and some beaches. And then Japan just was like nowhere I'd ever been before. And just also the fact that heavy metal and hardcore brought us that far is super cool. You know, just to get to travel and see these countries I never thought I'd get to. Just to play music is about as cool as it gets.
Yep. Japan is probably the most common favorite answer.
Yeah. Well, it's just such a different place than the US, you know. It's just it's like landing on a different planet sometimes when you just get out to like the cities there. It just looks so amazing. And the bullet trains are so cool and just great food, great people, and the shows are always awesome. So,
mm-hmm. So what is the most obscure place you've toured in?
You know, probably the Philippines. We did a few shows there and got to go to some of the smaller islands as well. So that was really cool. We made it to China once for a festival and didn't expect to be able to do that. So that was really cool. But yeah, but I'd say the Philippines was probably the most kind of off the normal touring path. Although they've started to really do a lot of shows there again, which is awesome. So very, if you ever get a chance, man, the Philippines is cool.
Yep. Most bands don't play China.
Yeah, man, it was a random festival we played there. It was like, and it wasn't all metal bands. That's what was kind of funny. It was like us and Soulfly and I think one other hardcore band and then a bunch of like kind of, you know, pop bands and hip hop bands and even house DJs. It was crazy.
So do you have any crazy tour stories you want to share?
Yeah, man, if it could happen, it's happened to us. We've had wheels fly off the bus while we were going down the highway. We've had, you know, trailers fly off the back. If you can name it, we've had it happen, man.
Crazy.
I've had my hair stuck in lights everywhere, you know. So, but yeah, man, touring is a crazy lifestyle. You're like, it's like the pirate life, you know. You're just a bunch of maniacs just stuck on a ship together, you know.
Yep. So, what is your favorite type of food from another country?
Oh, that's tough. You know, I had in Japan, all the food I had there was amazing. I was a vegetarian at the time of traveling there. So, didn't get to like have the sushi or anything like that, but all the food there was pretty amazing. I like the food in England, even though everyone makes fun of it, just cause I you know, I'm always down for like a falafel late at night at a chip shop. So, you know,
yeah. I mean, I really like baked beans, but not like, I don't think I would like baked beans on toast.
Yeah, beans and toast for breakfast, man. Go, that's a full British breakfast. Get some beans and toast and eggs, you know.
Tea too?
Oh, yeah. I'm more of a coffee guy myself. Give me a nice, strong coffee, but like I'm down with the tea.
Too, but like, I'm not allowed to have it because it can mess with children. So
yeah, a little too much caffeine for you. So yeah, you got plenty of time.
When I'm 16, I'm going to definitely be a coffee drinker because I love
coffee. Nice. Nice.
Yep. So what was your favorite TV show and or movie when you were my age?
Your age, you know, probably Knight Rider, which was a show about a talking Trans Am that helped Michael Knight solve crimes. And also Airwolf, which was about this helicopter that could actually do flips. So cool. Two to check out. They're super cheesy 80s, but they're awesome. So, and then movie, probably say either The Goonies or Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes, I love Goonies.
It's
really cool.
Nice. Yeah, Goonies is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Goonies is a pretty common answer also.
Oh, nice. It's a
good movie. Mm-hmm. So what would be the coolest animal to scale up to the size of a horse and why?
Scale to the size of a horse. We have so many chipmunks around here. If I could get a chipmunk the size that I could ride, I'd be so down, like just like ripping around. Yeah, man, that would be fun. But also, I used to have some lizards, so I would love to ride a giant lizard as well. That would be cool.
What if like, I'm thinking like maybe a flying squirrel, because imagine riding a giant flying squirrel.
And then be able to take off from like a top of a tree. Yeah, man, that would be killer. Awesome. So that's a good choice. So yeah, I'll race you on my chipmunk.
Yep. land versus air.
Yeah, there you go. We'll cover everything. See?
Yep. So would you rather travel to the future or to the past for one day? And you have no chance of dying or like messing anything up.
You know, I'd probably want to go to the future to see like how my kids ended up, you know, like to just be like when they were kind of like adults, you know, and just see like how everything worked out. That would be super cool. If I went to the past, I would definitely be hitting some killer show somewhere. I'm not sure which one. That would be a tough decision. But if I went to the past, it would definitely be for music. If I went to the future, it would be to check on my kids and make sure that they're doing the right thing. So see, let them know dad's always watching.
Yeah, I just wish I was able to see Minor Threat like so bad.
Without a doubt. That would be incredible.
Mm-hmm. Did you see them at all?
No, it was a little before my time. I started going to hardcore shows in like 1990, so, and they'd already broken up by then. So, yep.
Yep. So if you could tell your 11-year-old self anything at all, what would you tell him?
I would tell myself to keep practicing guitar more so you can actually play it right and not be as bad as you are now. Because I started playing guitar then, but I didn't really want to take lessons. I just wanted to learn riffs. So I would just learn like mosh parts and like Metallica riffs instead of actually learning how to play. So, but it was more fun, you know?
Like, I love like learning kind of songs, but I do take like lessons, like learning skills and stuff.
Yeah, it's totally worth learning the theory side of it if you can, because then you can just kind of adapt to anything. You know, you're ready for anything. So, like, I can play riffs and I can kind of figure stuff out by ear, but I definitely don't know, like, the ins and outs of guitar, and I'd love to. So,
and if you want, you can, like, figure – I mean, if you can listen to a song and then you can figure out what scale it's in and then what key it's in, then solo over it.
Yep, and just let it rip. Yep. Awesome. Well, that's killer. You're doing both, because it's so fun to learn songs, but it's good to actually get the you know, the background and how it works. So that's cool.
Yep. Well, anything to add before we wrap it up?
Just, man, thanks for the interview. Shadows Falls, working on some new music right now. I don't know when it's going to be released. We haven't recorded or dropped anything in man, it's been a while. So we're very excited to be working on new music. We got the New England Metal Fest show coming up, and then the Headbangers Boat show with a bunch of killer bands. So yeah, anyone can follow us on social media at just Shadows Fall Band on Instagram and on all that stuff. So new music coming your way, and just stoked to have gotten a chance to talk to you, man. Oh, and hey, the Hatebreed cover you did was rad, man. That's a killer song too.
Yeah,
so I checked that out. So keep on rocking, man. It's been cool seeing you on stage with a bunch of bands as well, man. That's awesome.
Yep. Well, thanks to Brian for joining me today, and thanks to all of you for watching or listening. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Until next week, bye! The following video is me beating The Light That Blinds by Shadows Fall on Guitar Hero 2 on hard mode. If you're just listening, you might as well click off, because you're just going to hear tons of... I'm just going to hear The Light That Blinds and a ton of clicks, so... This part's a little tricky. Motion face.